And welcome back to the post-game report for the Windy City Bulls. Bulls fall in a tough one tonight, 114-111 to the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Bernie going along with Joe Kesnick and Blake Allivan and gentlemen. It looked like the Bulls, you know, had the lead there, just kind of ran out of gas there. Credit to Jared Utoff, who had the game winner. Eventually a layup and then foul on the play gave the Mad Ants the lead that ended up being what paced them at the end.
Yeah, it seemed like the Bulls just hit cruise control in the second half. They ran out of gas a little bit, I think, from that overtime game last night. They were cruising along in the second half, trying to take their foot off the gas a little bit. So once you do that, you got a hungry team that still wants to win. Eventually, they're going to come back at you if you're not keeping that aggression going.
Absolutely. As well as the lack of execution towards the end, they failed to get some offense going, put some points on the board, extend that lead. We didn't see that, and the Ants started climbing back, and right after they tied it, when that foul was made on that three-point play, I think he was a 100% free throw shooter, one of them.
Coming in, you know, one of
yep.
the three that had
one of three. Again, it's just lack of execution that really put the Bulls in the position that they were by the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was unfortunate to get the loss in this one, but still doesn't overshadow some great performances by some guys coming off the bench in the absence of Blakeney. Michael Mulder playing fantastic. Slowed down a little bit in the second half. Tyler Harris was hitting well. Two, they were feeding Stone. Stone had the advantage down low. They were feeding him in the second half, like you were talking about. Just lack of execution, not really finishing on the opportunities he was getting. They were giving him those touches, but some misses in the second half that just cost them. And the Mad Ants capitalizing.
One thing I noticed as they went down the stretch, I think there were some bad possessions. Like, not enough quality possessions I saw out of this Bulls team. I mean, that comes, it's only their fourth game. Maybe that comes with some experience out there. Clean that up a little bit. I think that's something that Coach Henry will have something to show them in the film study. Just, you need to get quality possessions there, you know. When you start making bad possessions, you're not swinging the ball enough or you're taking too many quick shots out there, long rebounds, the other team gets some fast break points, allows them to get back into it. And that's what I kind of saw there, a lack of obviously from an execution standpoint, but also the lack of just choice making out there from the ball club that I think that they need to improve on going forward.
I saw a little bit from Archie Diacono of maybe being a little too unselfish out there too. He's definitely looking to pass the ball. You can tell that Coach Henry is putting him in that role to distribute to the team, but he's passing up open shots. The defense is giving him some shots to take. He's got to take those opportunities too. And not force the pass, force the next move, dribbling around. You got to take that shot when they're there for you.
I mean, also the fact that the lack of communication, too. We saw that they were winding down the shot clock more than enough times in this game. Didn't get anything going right away in the taking their time getting the ball up the court. When you put yourself in those positions, everybody gets uncomfortable. You're forced to take shots you don't want to take. So I think they really need to work on some communication issues as well.
One thing that stood out, they had a good run, the Bulls, to start the second half right there in the early part of the third quarter. I thought that was their chance to kind of go for it, step on the throat. Unfortunately, before you blinked, the Mad Ants went on a 7-0 run, were able to knock the game back up at 71. And from there on out, it became kind of that tight, back and forth seesaw battle. And again, the Bulls just didn't have enough left in that tank. The Mad Ants were able to capitalize on that, take it forward, and pick up this victory. And a nice win for them. That takes them to 3-1 on the season through that small quarter part. And the Bulls, unfortunately, fall to 1-3, 114-111, the official score in this one. But I did what I like, not having their best player out there, their leading scorer for these past couple of ball games. They were able to respond after a slow start, come out there. They showed heart. That's what you like to see. They didn't quit out there. They didn't get blown out there. So that's a positive takeaway from this game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's still some takeaways for sure, some guys contributing when they get the opportunity. You did see that. I was feeling like they were outplaying Fort Wayne for a good bit of the game. The percentages were way different. Fast break points, bench points, they were very lopsided towards the Bulls. You had the shooting percentage way up, playing good defense. Fort Wayne was not shooting well. Slowly in the second half, you started to see those percentages match up. The Bulls coming back down to earth percentage-wise, and the Mad Ants getting some more shots and hitting their looks. So the game evened out. The score did, too. And in the end, the Mad Ants made more plays than the Bulls.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is lopsided, as you said it was. We did see some flashes of what could be for the future, especially Michael Mulder. I like how Tyler Harris has been coming out playing past few games. So this team is definitely showing flashes of what they could potentially be in the future. Now it's just chemistry, making sure that communication issues are fixed, as well as execution towards final minutes of the game where we could get some offense going in further situations. So as disappointing as it may seem, a three-point loss, there's also a few takeaways that the Bulls can take out of this.
I think this was a big game for the Bulls because looking ahead at the schedule, after having three of their first four at home, they got their own little trip coming up, five in a row on the road, starting with the Delaware 87ers on the 15th of November. What's interesting about that, following up on the 18th, that's who the Fort Wayne Ball Club plays. So after the Bulls played them, then Fort Wayne will play them, and it's opposite for them. They go home for four straight against the Canton Charge, the main Red Claws, and the Northern Arizona Suns, while Windy City Counters, they have to play Wisconsin, Erie, Lakeland, and then they head to Westchester to play them to close out the month before they finally get to come home and play Erie on the 29th, which is a Wednesday for the final game in November. So kind of wanted to get this one if you were the Bulls because right. Now you have to go on the road and you have to be road warriors out there for the majority of the month.
But sometimes in a long road trip like that, you can come together as a team. You band together with some tough road victories. Hopefully that happens for the Bulls and can breed some more chemistry out of the road trip.
Absolutely. I think this is a good chance for them to find one another, build some of that chemistry up, and come back and look like a better team than they were tonight.
What were some positives that you two gentlemen would take out of this ball game? For me, like I said, I like the hustle, and I like that I saw some better defense out of them, I think, in this ball game. While maybe the score might necessarily show with 111 points, I feel like I saw a much better defensive effort than I've seen out of them, at least against Westchester and Oklahoma City last night.
I like how the bench came and played a large part of their game and their scoring. With Wood off the bench and Michael Mulder actually stepping into the starting lineup and putting up a good amount of points. I liked really seeing that. And one other thing was I really liked how they were pushing to get to the rim. Although there was a few missed possessions where the shot wasn't the greatest down the low post, they still showed that you're getting the ball to the rim, they're getting better looks than they are just jacking up threes from downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw some good depth from the Bulls in this game. You're seeing some guys step up and contribute more. I know I've been saying that a few times. Also, the assists were way up. 29 assists, that was being spread around. You saw more passing. You saw more ball movement on the possessions. Some rough possessions at the end. But overall, I think some great positives to build on for the road trip.
Well, gentlemen, any final thoughts before we wrap? Any final game thoughts before we wrap this one up?
It was cool to see Horace Grant make an appearance for Dynasty Night.
Yeah, John Paxson in the house. They replayed the video of the shot against the Suns. Both of them stood up and got recognition from the crowd on that. So an exciting night to see the old Bulls come back and give back to the organization.
Well, real quick, with this being Veterans Day, earlier, Blake, before you joined us, we had some thoughts on some veterans that meant something to us. Anybody in particular you'd like to give a shout-out to on this day where we honor those who fight and give us those freedoms for this country so we could do what we do?
Did we give a shout-out to Joey Alexander, one of our own?
I know we did not, so there you go.
He was deported. He was in the Army, so let's give a good shout-out to Joey. Great guy, great person, and I want to thank him for his service.
Definitely. Yeah, family members I mentioned before, my father, grandfather, uncle as well. It's the day to appreciate them for what they do, for what we have in our country.
Yeah, I mentioned Bill Dowling, the former member of the Navy, and as well as my grandfather served in World War II, Purple Heart recipient. So shout out to my late grandfather and all of those who are still serving, have served. This day is for you. Every day we appreciate what you do. Would you give an extra thanks today? And thank you for being doing what we do out there. So for Blake Allivan and for Joe Kisnick, I'm Bernie Gowen. The next time we cross paths, everyone take care and happy Veterans Day to all of you out there. Good night.